Puma had a lot of experience dealing with people like Hillary, vulgar people who thought they could get away with things. She married such a person, Anthony Weiner, the former congressman whose multiple sexting scandals finally forced her to seek a separation. Before Weiner, there was Huma's father, Syed Zainul Abidin, a PhD from the University of Pennsylvania, who was affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, a fundamentalist group dedicated to spreading Sharia law, which called for the stoning of adulteresses, the flogging of gamblers, and the amputation of thieves' hands, among other things. Huma worked as assistant editor of the magazine, the Journal of Muslim Minority Affairs, for 13 years, from 1995 to 2008, and her mother is still the editor-in-chief. In a 2002 issue, her mother suggested that the United States deserved to be attacked on 9/11 because of injustices heaped upon the Muslim world. Why Huma was drawn to people like Weiner, or for that matter Hillary, was a question only she could answer. But she put her experience of living and working with such challenging people to good use. She understood what made Hillary Clinton tick, and how to talk her down from the adrenaline high that fueled her bitter, self-pitying rages. Staffers at Hillary's Brooklyn campaign headquarters said that Huma was closer to Hillary than anyone other than Bill and Chelsea, and that it was a toss-up when it came to Chelsea. Huma's skill managing Hillary was one of the main reasons she had risen from the post of body woman, general assistant, to the pinnacle of Hillary's presidential campaign, outranked only by two people, campaign chairman John Podesta and manager Robbie Mook. Her cozy relationship with Hillary paid off for Huma in other ways as well. When Hillary was Secretary of State, she approved paperwork that permitted Huma to draw a salary of $135,000 a year as a special government employee, while Huma freelanced as an independent operator at the Clinton Foundation, where her fluency in Arabic, she grew up in Saudi Arabia, came in handy soliciting donations from Arab governments. Huma's flagrant conflict of interest didn't stop there. She was also a paid advisor at Teneo, a firm that was founded by a former Bill Clinton operative.